This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Samuel Crespo Rodriguez. Date of birth, January the 20th, 1977. Case ID number is 613-2443. Date of exam, January the 18th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from BH-Texas intake assessment. Dated 6/30/23, and from Dr. Alejandro Campos, dated 4/6/2023. Identifying information, this is a 47-year-old married male who is illiterate and has four stepchildren who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of decreased vision, comma, left shoulder hand pain, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, and depression. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in 2019, where he was a warehouse worker for 15 years. Before that time, he worked in Puerto Rico for 10 years, making kitchen cabinets. During the time he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a Section 8 housing, and his wife is disabled. He is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, decreased vision. Number two, left shoulder slash hand pain. Number three, diabetes mellitus. Number four, hypertension. And number five, depression. History of allegations. Number one, decreased vision. The claimant states that in 2001, he started to have problems with his vision, especially on the left side. The claimant has a questionable history of glaucoma, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, and cerebral vascular accident. His physician has told him that the left eye blindness is coming from the cerebral vascular accident that he had in 2022. The claimant presently does not wear glasses. His night vision as well as his peripheral vision is poor. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/40, pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/100. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. And the claimant does not wear glasses. The claimant is presently on latanoprost drops, three drops BID to both eyes, and brimonidine tartrate, 0.2% drops, one drop BID to both eyes. Allegation number two, left shoulder and hand pain. The claimant states that in 2012, he was having problems with his left shoulder after lifting a heavy object. The claimant had repetitive motion of lifting heavy objects and eventually sustained a questionable rotator cuff tear of the left shoulder. MRIs were performed, but no surgeries were performed to correct the problem. And he denies any fractures. He has had seven different steroid injections injected into his left shoulder. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 2 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat, but unable to bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, sweep a little bit, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 2 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top or use a skillet at this time. The claimant does have an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses all the time. His physician is Dr. Cariñoso. He is presently on gabapentin, 100 milligrams TID, and cyclobenzaprine hydrochloride, 10 milligrams QD, for pain, which does give him mild relief. He does no other physical activity. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, helping with light housework, comma, sometimes going to the grocery store, comma, and cooking. He does not sleep during the day or do the laundry. Allegation number 3, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2016, he was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 30 pounds. The claimant does have problems with his left eye and has been told that he does have some mild diabetic retinopathy. He also is in chronic kidney failure, stage 4 at this time. He does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy of his hands and feet, and states that he has had 3 myocardial infarctions in the past, as well as a cerebral vascular accident. He checks his blood glucose 4 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 180 to 200 milligrams / DL. It has been as high as 600 milligrams / DL. His last hemoglobin A1C was 12%. He is presently on Tradjenta 5 milligrams QD, Jardiance 10 milligrams QD, Lantus 90 units QAM, Humulin R 25 units TID, and Ozempic 0.5 milligrams QE for his diabetes. The claimant does not appear to be well controlled at this time. Allegation number 4, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2006, he was having symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, occipital headaches with pain in the eyes, comma, and blurred vision, which he had been having for 1 year. He does have in-organ damage of a myocardial infarction times 3 and a cerebral vascular accident in 2022. He has also been told that he has chronic kidney disease, stage 4 at this time. His blood pressure at the visit was 151 over 105 mmHg. But he states that it's usually a little lower than that. He is presently taking amlodipine 5 milligrams QD and losartan 5 milligrams QD. Allegation number 5, depression. The claimant states that since 2023, he has started to develop severe depression, anxiety, and has been told he has bipolar disease. He presented with a normal mood. He states he does suffer from sadness, comma, crying spells, comma, depression, comma, panic attacks, comma, insomnia, comma, decreased appetite, comma, apathy, comma, decreased concentration, comma, decreased motivation, comma, decreased focusing, comma, anger, comma, and decrease energy. He does bathe every day, but he only brushes his teeth every other day. The claimant suffers from frustration, stress, racy thoughts, anxiety, mood changes, and he has a history of poor hygiene. He does speak Spanish and English fluently, and he is oriented times four to place, time, situation, and person. His mental status appeared to be normal. He was well-kept and wearing casual attire. His behavior was cooperative, and he had good eye contact with me and was alert. His speech rate, clarity, tone, and vocabulary appeared to be within normal limits, and he is able to speak two languages very well. His memory was fair, and his thought processes were normal. The claimant states he has not had auditory hallucinations, but has had visual hallucinations, and has tried to commit suicide by taking an overdose of hypertension medications, which happened in March of 2021. The claimant did lose his mother in 2011, who was his main support. His father had left the family. The claimant does have a history of diabetes, hypertension, cerebrovascular accidents, myocardial infarctions, and knee problems. He also has a history of cocaine abuse in the past. He is presently on citrulline, 50 milligrams QD, and quetiapine QD. The claimant states the last time he worked was in 2019, which has affected his psychological and mental status. Family history. He does not know his father. His mother died at the age of 53 from diabetes mellitus, cancer, hypertension, and anemia. He also has a sister that's had breast cancer and colon cancer. Medications. Tradjenta, 5 milligrams QD. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams QD. Gabapentin, 100 milligrams TID. Losartan, 5 milligrams QD, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD, Jardiance, 10 milligrams QD, latanoprost, drops, 3 drops BID to each eye, brimadidine tartrate, 0.2% eye drops, 1 drop BID, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, quetiapine, QD, he does not remember the dose. Citrulline hydrochloride, 50 milligrams QD. Cyclobenzaprine hydrochloride, 10 milligrams QD. Lantus insulin, 90 units sub-Q QAM. Humulin R, 25 units TID prior to meals. Ozempic, 0.5 milligrams Q week. Medical problems, hypertension, chronic kidney disease, stage 4, 3 herniated discs of the cervical spine, cerebrovascular accident in 2022, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, type 2, myocardial infarction, times 3, the last one being in June of 2023, no intervention was performed. Glaucoma, left decreased vision secondary to probable cerebrovascular accident. Left shoulder impingement syndrome and possibly rotator cuff tear. decreased vision, hyperlipidemia, muscle spasms, major surgeries, herniated disc discectomy performed in 2006 of the L4, L5 area, suicidal attempt in March of 2021, history of incision and drainage of the left knee in 2023, social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 33 years. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any deliriums or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant doesn't have a history of using cocaine. The last time he used it was in 2003. He denies the use of marijuana, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 177 pounds, height 5 feet, 10 and 3/4 inches tall, BP 151 over 105 mmHg, heart rate 94 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 97%, BMI 25, general. This is a 47-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/100. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant did not present with any glasses. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? There is a 2-centimeter lumbar sacral back scar where a discectomy and herniated disc repair was performed. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, as well as no pitting edema. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. The claimant does have signs of diabetic dermatosis and signs of peripheral vascular disease. His pulses appear to be intact. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He had clear thought processes and his memory was fair. Concentration was fair and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 were grossly intact, except for the left eye, where cranial nerve 2 did not appear to be functioning well and might account for his decrease in vision in his left eye. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a cane. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lower extremities. Mild joint swelling was noted of the left knee, but no erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for mild decrease range of motion of the left shoulder secondary to impingement syndrome. Straight leg raise examined the sitting position was 70 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 40 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion but decreased strength of both knees, especially the left knee. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He requires an assistive device of a cane at all times. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant was able to oppose, pinch, and make a full closed fist. Cranial nerve 2 to 12 were grossly intact. However, cranial nerve 2 for the left side appeared to be deficient, and the claimant is unable to see secondary to a cerebral vascular accident. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased to plus 1. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms, especially of the lower extremities. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine indexer's finger to control is mildly abnormal bilaterally. X-rays of the cervical spine, no acute findings. Chest X-ray, no acute findings. X-rays of the left shoulder, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with his right upper extremity, but has some mild difficulty with the left. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of a mild cerebral vascular accident causing very mild hemiparesis, but normal motor function of the left upper and lower extremities. The claimant is unable to heel toe, but is able to tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows some muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields, but does have some limitations, especially of his left eye. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus, hypertension, diabetic neuropathy, and mild left shoulder impingement syndrome. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Samuel Crespo Rodriguez.